On the afternoon of Friday, January 4th, 9-year-old Tana went on a walk in Yakutat, like she did most days. When she didn't come home that evening, the family wasn't really worried.
I went out that night looking for her, but I didn't see her anywhere, so I figured she may be visiting somebody, you know?
Tana is a dog, a pit bull blue heeler mix, and her name means copper in Tlingit. Her owner, Ron Bowler, says she often visits apartments around the town's community center. Hours later, she always returns home, sometimes even too full to eat her own dinner. A little before midnight, a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook southeast Alaska. Tana was still nowhere to be found. Bowler thought she might have sensed the trembler and went to hide someplace. So the family waited, hoping she'd turn up after the excitement died down. Tana has a special place in Bowler's heart. After his mother died, his son gave him the dog to help him heal from the devastating loss. He says Tana was the one who helped him recover from his deep depression. The next evening, when Tana was still missing, Bowler became really worried. He thought maybe the worst had happened. She'd been attacked by wolves or hit by a car and left on the side of the road. But at 8 o'clock, a neighbor called Bowler and told him another person heard a distant barking by her house under a building.
So my son ran down there, and there was a door there open underneath the building, and he called the dog, and she barked. He heard her barking, and so it sounded like it was coming from the corner, so he flashed the light over there, and there was nothing there. So he called her again, and she barked again, and it sounded like it was coming from the other corner. And he flashed the light over there, and nothing was there. And it kept going like this for a few minutes. The sound was traveling around under the building, and he finally realized that she was barking and the sound was going up into the floor joists and traveling that way.
Then he saw an old abandoned well about 4 feet across and 35 feet deep.
And my son looked down there, and there was our dog.
Within minutes, they had a 12-person rescue team on the job. The crew lowered Bowler's son, JP, down into the well to fetch the family dog.
When he got down in there, he was standing in water that was waist deep. So the poor dog had been standing on her hind legs for at least 24 hours in that well, trying to keep herself alive.
After they raised Tana up, they heaped warm blankets on her and huddled around. Her nails were scraped down and bloody, and she caught a case of Giardia, an infection caused by a parasite found in dirty water. But all in all, she's in good shape now.
Oh, I was totally relieved. It was a wonderful feeling. It was, you know, I was thinking to myself, oh man, I hope this isn't the way the new year's starting out, you know. And what does it tell me? It tells me if you're good people and you live a good, honest life, good things happen for you. My wife said a lot of prayers, you know, and that, she said it was the prayers. So I'll have to give the prayers some credit too.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.